This is Thursday's Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest for Get Fit and Makeover, presented through the generosity of MDR, Vital Factors. Hey, Joey pals, our youth hormones, called HGH, decline with age. We lose muscle tone, get tired more easily, and see more wrinkles. The good news is there's a natural approach to enhance AGH. Rudely and I use it. I should bathe in it every day. It's called Vital Factors. I've used it for years to stay youthful, and I want you to try it too. Just go to vitalfactors.com. You can use the code Joey for a 20% discount. That's vitalfactors.com.
Hi, Joey pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day.
And then you've won a gift certificate from Aspen Mills Bakery. Do you eat over there? Have you been to Aspen Mills, Michelle?
Yes.
Yes. Great. Fabulous. Best tuna salad. There are four locations. You've got a gift certificate. The website's aspenmillsps.com. 3233123 for the store on Sunrise. Have you eaten at Crazy Mel's yet? Okay.
No, not yet.
If you go to the Maryland statue and you walk due east, cross Palm Canyon, Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bars. Fabulous. It's not hamburger. The meat is made from brisket, rib, and chuck meat. It's fabulous.
Oh, my.
I'm getting hungry. Okay.
Yes,
I may keep that one.
I'm heading over there.
Yes. No, you. One more segment. We'll talk fast. 656-7563. And then new to the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest, you've got a gift certificate from Foley and Stinnett Interior Designs, because you're spending more time in your homes these days. And this is a free, worth $250 consultation with Dan, with two N's, Dan Foley. And fix up your home. You're going to have to be there for a while. And their phone number is 322-2268. And all of those presents go to one person. How many children do you have, Michelle? All together.
I have one stepson.
Oh, that's good.
One stepson and one stepdaughter.
That's two, right? Don't make me do the math. That's
two.
Okay. And we'll add Trevor, Tammy, Tyler. Joey's three. So that's five. We'll take the fifth caller, Joey pals, at 323-JOEY. That's 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number five, first of all, thank you for making this show what you have for 26 years. And secondly, I'll mail everything out to you. And we'll see you in April when we spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition Wheel. Okay, we're in the presence of greatness. Michelle Rabini's our special guest. This is the talk of stars. He's a legend. We use that word, and we don't use it lightly on the show. You're a producer, a conductor, and arranger for Motown Records. Your father must have hated that.
He did.
Yeah.
Yep, he did.
Bring us into the present and the future now. Tell me about the book.
Well, I was interviewed. There was an author named Kent Hartman, a very wonderful author, who had written a book about the Wrecking Crew. It called The Wrecking Crew. It was an Amazon bestseller. And while writing that book, he interviewed as many of the guys in the Wrecking Crew as he could, me being one of them. And during our telephone interviews, which ultimately went into the hundreds of hours.
Ooh.
he told me that the stories that I was telling him were so far more entertaining and interesting than any of the stories that he had heard from any of the other guys, that he thought I should write a book myself about my life.
Right.
And he said he couldn't put all the stories that I told him into the Wrecking Crew book, but he would, you know, try to, you know, have a chapter that just sort of was mainly about me. And then he used some of my stories in some of the other chapters. He said that my my stories were sort of the bookends that held his his book together. And it was he that said, you should write a book. And I said, listen, I can't write a book. I'm not a writer. I'm a piano player, you know. And he said, Michelle, he said, the only thing that you have to do to be a writer is start writing. He said, and he was very kind. He said, if you have any problems or questions with this, he said, I'll help you with it, because you definitely, definitely should absolutely write your life story. And so...
How long did it take?
Oh, my God, it took 4 years. I even asked him, I said, how long would it take? He said, I don't know, 6 months, maybe.
Oh, dear.
So you just do it in your spare time, write it down, you know, and then we'll edit it, you know, and make it. And so I started writing, but as it continued on, he said, where do you start? I asked him, where do you, he said, start at the beginning and just go straight right through your years up to the present. He said, don't try and go backwards or anything fancy. He said, just do it the simple way. And so I started writing, and as I wrote, I started remembering my past, which I really hadn't thought about. You know, you don't go around remembering your life every day. You get up and do your daily routine. But it all of a sudden, I started remembering, you know, many things, and I wrote them all down, and it just took a very long, very long time, and when we got to, so when I got to 650 pages,
hello,
Ken said to me, he said, Michelle, you got to stop. He says, and that was only up to the 80s, you know. He said, you have to stop now. He said, because the readers that like these types of books, these autobiographies and biographies, they're good for about 300 to 350 pages.
How many pages is the book?
I think 327 or something like that. And he said, you're going to have to cut out half of what you've written. He said, it's not that they're all not great stories. He said, you won't sell a copy if they have to pick up a book that's as thick as War and Peace.
Yes.
they're not going to buy
How
it.
Fun.
So I buttoned it up at that
What's
point.
It called?
The book is called Life in the Key of Rubini. I'll read the cover to you.
Okay.
Here it is. It's the title and subtitle. Life in the Key of Rubini, a Hollywood child prodigy and his wild adventures in crime, music, sex, Sinatra, and Wonder Woman.
Oh, my gosh.
that's the book title.
Well, that will sell books.
Well, it did.
Did you get in trouble? Yes, of course. I will tell Joey Pals where they can get it. Did you get in trouble with anybody?
I could have gotten in a lot of trouble. Well, this book became a very expensive project for me. I had to hire a lawyer that's a specialist in slander and
libel
and libel. Mm-hmm. And he had to read the whole book, and then he had me drop certain things.
But you're so nice, Michelle.
So the book was not just a list of all the people I played with and the places I had gone or something like that. You know, my itinerary, that's not the right word. But I told Kent, I said, listen, if I write this book, I'm going to be writing about my life. And my life has not been all fun and games. There's been, you know, some pretty bad spaces in my life. And I haven't always been happy-go-lucky. And so I said, if I'm going to write it, I'm going to write the bad stuff along with the good stuff. And he said, absolutely. And that's why that's why the subtitle says His Wild Adventures in Crime, Music, Sex, Sinatra, and Wonder Woman.
Where can Joey Pals get a copy of it? My Life in the Key of Rubini.
It can be gotten on any
Amazon.
But Amazon is by far the easiest mm-hmm. place. It comes in It comes in two types of presentation. It comes in the book presentation. By the way, the book has a 30-page photo section in the middle of it.
Yes, I remember.
And that's
the best part.
Yeah, there's some pretty interesting photographs in it. And in the book, all those photographs are in black and white because it's a book. But the Kindle edition. Which is, of course, much cheaper, by the way. I think it's something like $6.95 or something.
Oh.
The electronic version, for me, is my favorite version of it because all the photographs that are in color are in color. And not only that, they're not restricted by the size of the book. The book is 6 inches wide, 9 inches tall. But when you look at the photographs on your computer screen, those pictures fill up your computer screen. You know, they're very large files, and so that you can see detail in it that you can't, you know, see in the book. There's one picture of Sonny and Cher and me, and I've got a gorilla on my knee. I like animals.
Yes.
I took this gorilla over to Sonny and Cher's dressing room one time, so I thought they would like to meet the gorilla. I knew the gorilla wanted to meet them.
Yes, of course. You got to buy the book, Joey Pals.
and in the book, the gorilla is very, you know, black skinned, you know, and very black. So it's sort of hard to see the details of his face and things like that, or to see his hair, you know. It's but in the Kindle edition, it's just so
clear.
It's so wonderful. Clear, you know. You can see every single hair on this silverback gorilla. Yeah,
we're all. I'm so sorry. We're almost out of time. I love this. What do you want to do that you haven't done? Do you still practice every day?
No, I don't.
No.
I don't find it necessary to practice every day.
I wouldn't.
I think I've done enough practice. If I'm getting ready to do some sort of performance somewhere, then I'll sit down and start.
Is there another book? I mean, take the other 300 pages that you didn't publish the first time. Key at Rubini, take two.
Yeah.
Encore.
It was such a ordeal for me to write the first book. There's not a second book in store for me. It made me very tired. It took me a while to recover from writing that book.
Do you live here permanently?
I do, but I have a house in Hawaii, and I've had that house. I bought it in 1976.
Hello.
And it's right on the beach, on the sand.
Why didn't we do the show there? I have a son who's a pilot for United. I could have hopped over there.
Well, I just got back.
Oh.
and I have an emotional connection with that house that actually supersedes the connection that I have with my house here in
there you go.
Mirage. And I really sort of feel like that's my home.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I know you write, you conduct, you can do everything. We need another 2 or 3 hours of conversation. But I would suggest, Joey Pals, you'll love the book, Life in the Key of Rubini.
Yep.
Right? Amazon. And we're so fortunate that you're part of our fabric here in the Coachella Valley.
Oh, thank you. It's really sweet of you.
Do you keep in touch with the two remaining Wrecking Crew members? I think there's only a couple.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
I'm glad you do that. Yeah, it's changed, but you had your 15 minutes.
Boy, 15 minutes.
I don't think I can make you understand, Joey Pals. What they did, they would do albums in 3 hours in one take that took other people 3 weeks and just went session after session all night, 24 hours sometimes.
Yep. Yeah. It always was amazing to me how long it took rock and roll groups to make a track.
Yes.
They were just amateur players, you know. They would go into the studio and they would work on a track what does that mean? You know,
and you never really got credit either.
And, well, no, I'm talking about other rock and roll
groups. Oh, okay, okay.
And they would go in, and they would spend a month trying to get one track, you know, with a vocal and finally put out their record. We walked into it, the studio guys walked into the studio, and in those days, we did four songs in 3 hours.
Yes.
And so in three sessions, we'd have 12 songs under our belts.
There's your album.
That's your album. And these kids that would go in and you know, they just couldn't play. And
my point was, because, oh, gosh, we're out of time. The point was, if you get a lot of these songs, you guys weren't ever really credited on the albums many times.
Not for a long time.
Yes.
But as I came into the business, it started to be changed. The record company started seeing the value of putting the names of the actual musicians on the back of the albums. And so it started to happen about the time I became involved in the business. But before that, no.
No. Thank you so much. Thank you isn't enough of a thing to say for sharing the heartbeats with us. Thank you so very much.
It's my pleasure.
Joey Pals, we're so blessed. Michelle Rabini. Okay, here comes the Joey English Desert Datebook. Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Get your daytimers out, Joey Pals. Palm Springs says, amid growing concerns about the spread of the Omicron variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings, such as stores and restaurants, regardless of your vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or negative COVID test within 72 hours is required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant, and businesses must implement these requirements. ACT Tours in Palm Springs says there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with adult customized tours. That's Steve Canold. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. ACT-tours.com and 322-1247. For a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Our astrologer, Dana Haynes, is at astrologyworldnews.com. She wants you to know that we're under the sign of Aquarius. Happy birthday, Aquarians. You still have changes coming up this year that require intuitive awareness on your part. Desert Water Agency says, if you need help paying your water bill, they have assistance available. Go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible. If you want to save water and money, go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on things like grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient water heads. Register for DWA's regular webinars at dwa.org/60. Our wonderful Just Fabulous that has that adorable website, the letter B, so say bejustfabulous.com, has huge orders of books, gifts, cards and candles and more coming in. Go check it all out at bejustfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, that's L-A-L-O Visions, want you to connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what February holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his beautiful office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone Lalo at 760-401-1810 or visit lalovisions.com. And finally, the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway says, remember to check out the tram cam for valley views, weather, and so much more. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. And last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center and Camelot Theaters have jazz on the second floor. It's back, heating up the upstairs open-air patio any Tuesday evening. So if you're interested in performing upstairs in their lounge, reach out and contact Tim. And here comes his email, tim@psculturalcenter.org. And for everything else, just go to psculturalcenter.org. Okay, Joey pals, that's the Joey English Desert Datebook. We'll post it on my website, so always keep your day timers handy. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow, Daniel Martorella and Valerie Katz. Until then, you be well and all the best.